So there's a whole stack of stuff going on in the world of football. Let's talk footy this morning with Channel 10 and SEN commentator, of course, Simon Hill, who's on the line. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Mussy. How are you?
Good, thanks. You just went down the ether there, but great to have you back. So let's start with that one out at Man United. Big decision by Michael Carrick to bench Ronaldo. However, would you have expected them, with everything to go on, mate, would you have expected them to walk away with that one with a 1-1 draw against Chelsea?
It's hard to say, really, because, you know, United have got quality in their squad and in their team. So there was always that possibility. And you get this thing, you know, the new coach bounce, even though Carrick is not a new coach. He's been there as Solskjaer's number two. But the fact that there is, you know, a new impetus about the club, they know that Ralf Rangnick is about to come in as interim. So they're playing for the interim. If that makes any sense. So there was always that possibility. Dropping Ronaldo to the bench obviously is hugely contentious. Personally, I think it's probably the right decision. I know there's a very heated argument between Jamie Carragher and Roy Keane on Sky over in the UK this morning about that. But I think, you know, the way that United want to play, Cristiano Ronaldo, great player though he is, and yes, he'll always score goals, he just doesn't suit that system. And he was never going to suit that system. It was, you know, an interesting one that they decided to sign him. So even though, you know, Chelsea came back towards the end and got a draw through Jorginho's penalty, and the goal added for United had a touch of good fortune about it because it was a mistake by Jorginho at the other end to allow Jadon Sancho in. I think that's a result that will give them some confidence, to be honest, to go away to Chelsea and take a point. They're not as bad a team as everybody's making out, but they are woefully short of confidence, and they need a bit of organisation. And if that means dropping Ronaldo to the bench, well, that's what they've got to do.
Sometimes you've got to make the biggest of big calls and then see how those cards fall. And you're right, 1-1 with Chelsea adds all that confidence and all that stuff that's probably been missing. Let's come back closer to home. The Matildas lost to the USA, so 3-0. It's ugly on the scoreboard, but so massive for the game in this country. One of those, you know, you can balance it out of the support in the crowds versus the result on the field didn't go their way.
In some ways, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, the off-field stuff is terrific. And we're delighted that 36,000 people rocked up to watch the Matildas. The problem is, if they keep getting belted at home, then those crowds are going to fall away a bit. And we've got a World Cup coming up on home soil in, you know, less than 2 years. There's a Women's Asian Cup in India starting in January. And I think that, you know, a lot of people, while rightly understanding that these are friendly matches and that Tony Gustafsson is experimenting a little bit, and the fact that they look pretty good going forward, although they couldn't get goals at the weekend. But there are big issues defensively. I don't think there's any question about that. And I don't think he's found the solution. The fact that he shifted Ellie Carpenter back into the centre of defence in the second half when he made changes, you know, perhaps underlines that he's still searching for that answer. Ellie, you know, offers so much going down the right-hand side. It's almost a crime to play her as a right-sided central defender. But, you know, he may well need her to play there. Again, it's horses for courses, similar with, you know, Ronaldo at Old Trafford. As good a player though they are, if they don't fit the system, they have to either be benched or moved because it's a team game. So, you know, hopefully he's going to find those solutions. They've got another game in Newcastle tomorrow night, which I'm going up to call, looking forward to it. It should be another great occasion. But I think we've got to start seeing some progress in terms of, you know, them keeping goals out at the other end, because they just leak way, way too many. And it's a problem.
Yeah. And the good, like you say, the good news now is the fans are on board. The fans love the Matildas, and that's awesome, and let's hope that continues to grow. But the way of the world of sport is you keep getting smashed, then the fans will start to drift away. So you're going to have to cross the bridge sooner or later. Quickly, can you tell me about our path now, possible path to the 2022 World Cup for the Socceroos? Because the Intercontinental Playoff draw could see us face Peru, Colombia or Uruguay, but that's if we fail to get an Asian playoff. Am I joining the dots?
No, you made one slight error there, Matthew, but that's understandable. It's a bit confusing. So
that's why
you
I said,
got to
help
finish
me,
top.
please.
So you got to fit. There are two Asian groups, essentially, the final round of qualifying in Asia. You've got to finish top two to qualify automatically. If Australia do that, they won't need to worry about playoffs. But it's if they finish third. Look, if they finish fourth, they're out. So it makes no difference. Top two, you're in. Below third, you're out. But if you finish third, then first of all, you've got to go through an Asian playoff. Now, 4 years ago, you might remember we had to play Syria, a home and away. That was because we finished third. And then we went on to play in the intercontinental playoff for the final spot, which in that particular cycle was against the North and Central American Confederation, which is the CONCACAF zone. So that's why we got Honduras. Now, the draw was done for those inter-confederation playoffs this week by FIFA. And unfortunately, Asia has drawn CONMEBOL, which is the South American zone, which obviously is far stronger than the North American zone. So if we get through the Asian playoff, hope you're following me here. At the moment, that would be the UAE, which is tough enough in itself. And if we get through that, then we would play the fifth place South American team, which, as you rightly say, could be Peru, could be Colombia, could be Uruguay, could be Ecuador, could be any one of a number of teams. But it would be far tougher to beat those sides to get through to the World Cup. So basically, the equation is simple. Don't finish third and don't finish fourth. Finish in the top two, and then you don't need to worry about it.
Well, out of all the notes that I just took while you were writing, I've got top two in, third in, but question mark, fourth, you're out. So just concentrate on the two and don't worry about that. Don't get anywhere near the four. Mate, time's got us, so I'll continue to run our listeners through what happened in the A-League across the weekend, the second week of the A-League. And, of course, you'll be heading up to Newcastle tomorrow night. Australia, the Matildas up against the US. Thanks, mate. Enjoy that game tomorrow night.
Cheers, Matthew. All the best, mate.
Simon Hill, you can catch the Global Game live every Thursday night from 8 o'clock with Simon and Alex Brosk right here on 1170 SEN. Back after this with Peter Lonard.